Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with us. If you just tuned in, I'm glad you did that. I think you're going to be glad you did. I'm going to do my part. To make sure that you're glad you did. And I know you will, because we've got Dr. Burton Folsom Jr. with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Folsom is a wonderful friend of ours, a long time, actually just basically an original member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this June he's coming up on his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And what I say around here, we're sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. And we keep hanging on to folks like Bert Folsom. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Empire Builders and The Myth of the Robber Barons, and a brand new book coming out later this year that we'll talk about in just a little bit. But I'm really excited about having Bert Folsom back on the show, especially on this President's Day. Bert Folsom, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. We've done many a President's Day together, and it's always good to talk about presidents at a time like this.
It's good to have you here. You know, last week was Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Yes.
And I had the president on the show.
You did? Well,
yes.
Good.
President Lincoln is a friend of mine. He's been on my show many times.
Well.
He didn't do the Gettysburg Address this time. He often does when he joins me. But this is like the eighth or ninth year that I've had the president on my show. And he brings along with him his good friend Gene Griesman.
Well, that's good. His second inaugural is a great speech too. You gotta get him to read that on your show too.
He's done that. He's done part of that before. And it's a moving
speech, isn't it?
It really is. Well, one of the things that President Lincoln does when he joins us is he talks to us about how he dealt with depression, how he dealt with the difficulties of his life and of his presidency, and how he all those kinds of things, the kinds of things that small business owners need to hear. We need to know that it's possible to fail and to still ultimately succeed. It's possible to be depressed. It's possible to be down about something and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and continue to march to live to fight another day. It's important.
Well, it is. I mean, he lost those Lincoln-Douglas debates when he was 50 years old. In his career, he'd been in the House for one term, was not reelected. So here he is, 50 years old. He's just lost the Senate race, and his political career consists of one term in the House, a few terms in the state legislature, and that's
right.
It. That's a very modest
and many losses.
And many losses.
Many defeats, yeah.
He, not just the one with Douglas in 58, but others, as you point out, he, in fact, went apparently to give a speech after his defeat, and no one showed up.
No one
showed up.
He was tough, and of course, we know about he had a nervous breakdown. We know he lost his one true love died, and he went bankrupt once, I think, and just a lot of other challenges that he had, and yet he turned out to be someone that an entire nation reveres, not only a nation, but many people around the world revere.
Correct.
And so it's a wonderful example of how one person can make a difference, isn't it, Bert?
Well, it is, and you were just having on your show the discussion of political honesty. He mm-hmm. tended to be very honest, but he also had the ability to look past people who had done him wrong. Mm-hmm. And if he thought he could use them, he would say, "Hey, come on here and help me." And he would tend to overlook things and not hold grudges. That's one of his major traits. He did not hold grudges.
And humor and self-deprecation was a big part of his success, I think, because he on the show last week, President Lincoln said, you know, there was one person who said he really inspired him so much to go into politics. And the president said, really? I'm so glad to hear that. He said, yep. He said, my dad told me that if Abraham Lincoln can be president, anybody can be president.
Well, that's like the one where somebody accused him of being two-faced, and he denied it. And he said, I categorically deny that. Do you think if I had two faces, I'd wear the one I have
now? I'd choose this one, right? Now, his self-deprecating humor was always disarming for his detractors. But, you know, Lincoln was such an incredible man, and of course, it's interesting to imagine what would have happened to him and to the world had he been allowed to live and not only to finish his term, his second term, but also to help this country heal.
We had a century of bad race relations. They're not great now, but for a century it was bad. Yeah. I don't know how much he could have alleviated that, but I think he could have done quite a bit.
We needed him, though, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. Stand by, 22. When we come back, I want to get Burke to talk to us a little bit about the original President Washington after these messages. Hope you're enjoying President's Day, small business owners. It's 22. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen. You can find the archives of past shows all the way back to 99. You can listen to dozens of interviews that Bert Folsom and I have done over the years. And, of course, you can check out the articles. There are hundreds and actually thousands of articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. You can check out our blog, which is there. We update that every weekday. The newsletter, you can subscribe to it right there, and we'll send you the newsletter, my newsletter, every Sunday afternoon for free by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And thousands of people get that every Sunday afternoon. We appreciate that. So that's all. And all that's free at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Just go there and type your question in, and we'll do our best to give you some good answers instantaneously. Bert Folsom is our guest, as I said, folks. Dr. Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. Bert, we're talking about it's President's Day. We're celebrating President's Day. And, of course, Bert, earlier in the hour I pointed out that never does the government work and small business take off. Never does Wall Street work and small business take off. But on a day like today, the government's shut down, the Wall Street's shut down, the banks are shut down. Many of the big businesses are shut down, but small businesses are working today. But Bert, so obviously we know who's really the responsible party and the foundation and the real caretakers of the U.S. marketplace.
Well, that's right. They're generating the business right there. You'll have to pursue your entrepreneur day sometime, Jim.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we are, of course, minding the store today, Bert. President Washington was his being the first president, was that providence more than politics?
Things like that are hard to prove, but it certainly could have been.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
It's hard to imagine anybody else could have done what Washington did. James Thomas Flexner, who wrote a 4-volume biography of Washington, subtitles the book The Indispensable Man.
Yeah.
And part of his argument is that no one else could have taken Washington's place. No one else could have brought the country together properly, could have had the proper precedence, and then stepped down after two terms voluntarily.
When George Will gave a speech, I've forgotten where, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and the essence of his speech was, when Washington could have done more, he blessed us by doing less.
That's a good point.
Isn't that something? When he was asked to take a third term,
right.
fact, In fact, as much as we fought to not have kings, he was about to be kinged, wasn't he?
Well, there were many who wanted that, and certainly no one would have opposed him if he had run for a third term.
And
it would have been bad. He would have died, of course, in office. And then we would have had the vice president, but you would have had this idea that you just keep running until you die.
Right. And that one precedent that he set endured without being in writing for 140 years, didn't it?
That's right.
Until Roosevelt.
Which,
by the way, you're going to cover. You're going to cover in your book, aren't you?
Yes, that's a lead in
Quickly, tell us about your book. Listen, I'm the king of Segway here. Tell us about this new book coming out.
Well, I've been working on it, Jim, for many years, and the New Deal, Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, did not get us out of the Great Depression. We had 20% unemployment 6 years after Roosevelt was in office.
Right.
We have never had a time other than during the Great Depression where we had 19 or 20%.
Right, well, hold on to that. I want to talk about that in a minute, but your book's coming out in September.
It's coming out in September.
All right. So we're going to talk about this some more in just a few minutes, folks. I know you get excited about it, and I want to talk about that, but I want to stay on Washington. But I did want to point that out while we were doing that, because but back to Washington now. I just had one of the curators, one of the directors of preservation and restoration on the show
earlier.
Dennis Pogue was on it again. He's been with us before. And I asked him, Bert, I said, now, how do you guys feel about the former Washington's birthday as a national holiday being diluted by being President's Day? And he very honestly said, we're not happy about it.
I don't blame him.
He said, he was rather indignant about it, Bert, after all these years.
Well, the same way, if you had Explorer's Day instead of Columbus Day,
right,
it does dilute it. Columbus did something very noble and very specific, and not all explorers accomplished what he did, and almost no presidents accomplished anything near what George Washington did for our country. For one thing, he paid the debts off, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, he urged us. He got us going.
But he also surrounded himself with people who would help him pull that off, like Hamilton.
Correct. Correct. We come into his administration with a $51 million debt, which is high for the time, and he begins chopping away of it, and he says, do not put this debt on our posterity. So here's a guy, he's willing to have his generation win the war, write the Constitution, take the presidency, and he says, but we ought to pay our own debts off as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first 50 years of our history, we did get them paid off. We were running surpluses by
and
the
1830s. Not just the federal government, but also the state governments.
State governments are have to, but the federal government, as you know, can keep passing it on to future generations.
But by paying off the state debts, by the country assuming the state debts, made us united, didn't it?
That's right.
And
you can
thank Washington and Hamilton for that, folks.
We can.
Quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend Bert Folsom. Tin Tail, here's that wacky, crazy, rockin' Englishman, Joe Cocker, to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Bert Folsom, Dr. Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College and the resident historian in the Small Business Advocate Show. Bert, give us your website there, please.
Well, it's www.hillsdale.org.
.org, not EDU, .org, right?
Excuse me, .edu.
.edu.
I have it wrong. I gave it
to you
wrong.
You were still in your nonprofit mode, weren't you?
I was in my nonprofit mode.
Somebody asked me once if my organization was nonprofit. I said, well, not intentionally. Hillsdale.edu, and that's a very distinctive. You guys have a distinction there at Hillsdale. Tell the audience about it.
We do. We take no federal aid, Jim.
Zero.
We cost small businessmen zero. Because we take no federal aid. We're one of the very few colleges in the United States that takes no federal aid. And we have a national, we simply raise the money to pay off a lot of the student tuition, professors' salaries, buildings. We have a new building campaign. Most of the buildings on campus are less than 10 years old. We have a great student body. The average score is in the top 10% of the nation of high school grads. So we attract a great student body, and it's a good atmosphere here.
Let's check it out, folks, hillsdale.edu. Okay. The next two presidents, I'm assuming that you agree with me, that first, in terms of importance, in terms of impact, in terms of being a significant president, you gotta say Washington and then Lincoln.
Yes, I voted twice on two different presidential polls, and right. I ended up putting Washington first both times. Lincoln I have a little bit more doubt about, but I ranked him great in both cases. I do think he was a great president.
Who is the next great president?
I'm not sure we've had any other great presidents other than those two. We've had
really?
Several that have been near great. I think Reagan was near great. I think Grover Cleveland was near great.
Really?
He had a man who has 414 vetoes. He has twice as many vetoes.
That makes him my hero.
He had a veto of the Texas seed bill that the federal government, the Congress, voted to give $10,000 to some
right.
to some farmers who had lost their crop. And Cleveland says, no, that's not the job of the federal government. Article 1, Section 8 doesn't do that. Let's do it voluntarily. Let's send money ourselves down there and help those people through voluntary charity. And Cleveland and others raised more than 10 times the amount Congress was going to allocate to go help those farmers. But he said, we've got to do it privately.
Don't the times make someone great or not great, though? I mean, look at what Reagan did. I mean, Reagan, with a little bit of help, Reagan was the architect of the end of the Soviet Union.
He very well may be a great president. I think it takes sometimes a generation to work
yeah.
through these issues. But his work in doing in the Soviet Union contributed tremendously to the
world.
He just
believed in those things.
He did.
What about Roosevelt? What about Franklin Roosevelt? Is he a great president?
No, I rate him as a failure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Very
yes.
interesting.
Well, I think you come in to your first term and unemployment is about 20%, and it's in the high teens. When you leave two terms later, I don't think you've accomplished what you were supposed to do. We've never had such a prolonged period of depression in the history of the United States,
mm-hmm.
except for the years that Roosevelt, the first two terms of Roosevelt's presidency.
Of course, many people would say those weren't his doing.
Well,
they were Hoover's. I mean, you know, I grew up in a household where, you know, it was Hitler and Hoover. You know, those were two names you spit after you said those names. You know,
Hitler had a very
there was a kind of gravy in my house that, you know, poor people had that my mother called Hoover gravy. You know,
Hoover was also a weak president, but the problem was they were spenders.
Yeah.
Hoover raised the
yeah.
tax rate on top incomes to 63%, and Roosevelt said, I'll go you one better and put it up
yeah.
to 79%.
A lot of people don't realize that those tax increases and the Smoot-Hawley tariff bills
exactly.
were the primary reason for the Depression. The global depression.
Yes, the Smoot-Hawley tariffs blocked our imports. We had
yep.
problems with the Federal Reserve as well, but these are all government
yep.
problems.
Mm-hmm.
Problems created by
who's another great president?
Well, I think
only have two, huh?
No. Well, I think those two for sure. You may make an argument for Reagan. I think that James Madison, who
yep.
some people think was not a good president, really was. He goes into the War of 1812. We come out of that war.
Right.
Successful.
What
and
about,
he didn't put us in much into debt.
What about, I've got to wrap it up quickly, but what about Jefferson's vision for the West? Doesn't that make him great?
Yeah, he was a good president, and he won the Tripoli War. That was good, too.
You're tough, Bert. you're a tough grader.
His embargo counts against him.
There you go. Hey, thanks for being here, Bert. Happy birthday.
Hey, I enjoyed it, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Look for Bert's new book coming out in the fall. We'll remind you about that later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.